Every individual human person will exist forever. Every human has an immortal soul. Although the body will cease at a certain age, the soul continues to exist. And the soul is the thief of the person, or one's personhood, who you are. Often it's said, I have a soul. Rather, your body has a soul rather than your soul has a body. And the soul will enter eternal time, will either perish in eternal death or go to heaven in eternal life. And it's not the law of God that will ultimately determine your salvation or your damnation. It's more than the law. Our Lord says, if I tell you, if your virtue goes no deeper than the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Laws keep us away from sin. It's virtues that make us saints. God is easy to please, but hard to satisfy. What does that mean? It simply means God is rich in mercy, so easy to be forgiven by God. We just have to seek his mercy, but then he calls us to perfection, holiness, and that's hard work. Our Lord would say, unless you become perfect, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Heaven is perfection. What type of perfection? Often people look at themselves as being physically perfect. The perfect height, shape, looks. Your physical perfection will cease at that day, on that moment, when the body leaves the soul. The perfection Christ is referring to is your moral perfection, the state of your moral fiber or being. And that is determined by the virtues that lay within and have offset the vices. Laws lead us away from sin to God's will, but then we have to implement God's will through the seven virtues. If we don't think of our Christian faith in those terms, it's very easy to fall into the mistaken belief that God is like a policeman. He's given us 10 rules and he wants us to obey them, rightfully so, but he's kind of waiting at the corner to catch us. Sometimes coming over the hill to gender our people flash their lights because there's a policeman waiting around the corner trying to catch someone doing 100 k's when they should be doing 80. And of course, we have been booked, I've been booked in doing 80 k's in the 60 k zone. We are very, very cautious in those areas because once bitten, twice shy. We are now more aware of the speed limit. And that's the purpose of the law, to teach us. And without the law, driving laws, there'd be chaos on the roads. It would be dangerous. Our life is made up of laws. What you cook, how you cook, be it a cake, your sport, your music, all have laws, rules, and we comply with them so that we might be successful in our cooking. We might eat good food, drive safely, and enjoy the game. But the rules aren't everything. The rules keep you within the context of what you are doing. But it doesn't mean what you're doing will be successful. It doesn't mean the cake will actually taste that nice. It doesn't mean in keeping the rules of netball, you'll win the trophy. It doesn't mean that in playing the card game and keeping the rules, you'll win the card game. Winning is one thing, keeping the rules is another. And that is the message of today's gospel. Our Lord wants us to keep the commandments so that we stay away from sin. But then he says, add to that virtue. For example, you must not kill. Don't break the fifth commandment, but also be fair and just in how you treat with others. You must not commit adultery, the ninth commandment and the sixth commandment, which of course today, that modern visual age of technology, is an epidemic. Pornography is an epidemic that is now out of control. We call to be chaste and to watch what we see and seek to be pure in our thoughts and words. And of course, with regards to our words, it's not just good enough not to break the eighth commandment, but we must also be careful in what we say. And prudence kicks in there. So the seven virtues are essential for us to become saints and to become perfect in order to enter heaven. And there's three virtues that break up from the four, leaving the four cardinal, the three pertain to God, faith, hope and charity, what we believe, a desire for God, and of course, how we love God and our neighbour. The other four moral virtues or cardinal virtues sort out our life and how we deal with others. Prudence is right judgment, justice, our fairness towards others. Of course, temperance is self-control of food and drink and other matters, and fortitude, courage, to be strong when temptations come and adversity is put before us. It's these virtues that make for happy living and great home life. And of course, to pick up a virtue is no small deal. It's a lot of work and it's everlasting in the sense that until you die, you'll have to struggle with the virtues to offset the vices. During this week, I would encourage you to look at the seven vices in our bulletin and ask yourself, which one am I prone to? Pride, lust, anger, greed, envy, gluttony, sloth. Because we have a weakness in one of those. Original sin has left us with a frail nature, a wounded nature. Not corrupt, but we must be mindful that we have weaknesses within. And once we know our weakness, we can offset that vice with a virtue. And that improves our spiritual well-being and makes us a holier person. If you're not too sure what vice you have, just ask your parents. They often can see the vices and the virtues in their own children. But we never become discouraged because we, with God's grace, can do all things. There's no hopeless cases. We never lose heart or hope. Life is a struggle. And with that struggle comes God's grace and his assistance. One person who lived out a very holy life, and we think about her because of the recent feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, was Saint Bernadette. She was only 14 when in 1858 the Mother of God appeared to her. She wasn't well schooled, in fact she could barely read and write. She had poor health all her life. She suffered from acute asthma. She always had a cold or the flu. But God chose her to become the great messenger of Lourdes. And of course, Lourdes is the most visited, well, not the most visited, but one of the most favoured shrines in the Catholic Church. Millions go there every year. It's a place where people find tremendous healing of their bodies and souls. And so too did Bernadette. She was helped by God's grace. She was instructed to pray the rosary and through the rosary find inner strength. But adversity was there before her. After the apparitions and as she grew up, she entered the convent, but she found tremendous adversity in the convent from her own sisters. They made her life difficult. They persecuted her. Stories were told about her. Calumny, detraction, resentment and anger was commonly before her. But with God's grace, she picked up the heroic virtue of fortitude, courage, not to give in and not to lose heart. And with God's grace, Our Lady's protection and the rosary, she fought the good fight until her young death in her 30s. She became morally perfect. And perhaps that's one reason why her body is still incorrupt in France today. She is a good example, as are all the saints, that virtue is what matters most of all in our life. Without virtue, we are doomed. And with virtue, we are guaranteed happiness in this life and a destiny beyond the grave with God. So let us take heart from the saints who were sinners like us and never lose focus of the goal and what awaits us in the life hereafter. Praise to Jesus Christ. Amen.